True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, Tom Coughlin is not happy with you. Because guess what? If you're not 5 minutes early, you're late. Where were you?
Yeah. I was in the back. I was doing some yard work, and I lost track of time, baby.
Hey, man. Too busy sending texts, making fun of me and Josh and our little interview from earlier. Is that what it was?
I wasn't making fun of Josh. I was just making fun of you because clearly he had to say nice things when in reality we know he was full of crap there.
Okay, so speaking of having to say nice things and maybe being full of crap, my first question was about his relationship with Mike Vrabel and now working with him, and now they have a week of game planning and game reaction under their belts. He said he loves it, great relationship, great coach, the whole thing. Where do you think that relationship is? Because a lot of us outsiders think it might have been kind of a forced marriage.
I think they're still learning each other. Vrabel talked, I don't remember if it was the spring or early in the summer, it might have been early in the summertime, and he was asked, like, how come you're spending so much time, like, with the offense? And he's like, well, I'm trying to learn the offense. I'm trying to see what Josh sees and how he sees it and what he wants to do and how that affects my quarterback and the rest of the group. So I think there's still sort of a feeling out process. You know, there's a lot of familiar names back here, but it doesn't mean all the familiar names are together. So I think they're still in that sort of area where, what buttons can I push here? Am I doing it the way he wants it done? You know, I think they're not quite there yet. It'll take some time.
Hey, Mike, what did you think of just the game plan, how Drake May played, how Josh played him, like kind of how they, you know, made adjustments or didn't make adjustments? Just your overall thoughts on Josh's game plan for the first game of the season.
Well, if your offensive line doesn't move anybody, then it's going to be hard to run the ball with any effectiveness. And, I mean, I'll give the Raiders credit because they weren't running it very well, but they didn't necessarily completely abandon it in the second half. Then again, they had the lead for most of the second half, so it kind of allowed them to play with that. I think that ended up being too much on Drake's shoulders. And I don't think that's what they wanted to do. If you had asked me last week, what's the one thing I'm sure that the offense will be able to do against the Raiders, I would have said they'll be able to run the ball effectively. And they couldn't, so that put it all on Drake. And as far as how he played, there are pockets of good. There were pockets of not so good. And in the end, it kind of ended up as a meh type game. And if they're going to win more than they lose, let's face it, he's got to play better than that.
Yeah, I can't imagine the game plan was to throw three passes for every one rush play last week. Like, Mike, it looks like the game script got out of hand pretty quick. Speaking of this week, though, turning over for a fresh game script, how would you expect the Patriots to open this week against a Miami team that has given them fits for years, and Tua has never lost to them, but at the same time looked worse than the Pats last week?
Well, I think we all believe that this Miami team is sort of teetering. You know, that was the worst performance of any football team in the league last year. They got to be 32nd in everybody's power rankings. They made Daniel Jones look awesome, which hasn't happened very often. They scored on all seven possessions. Again, that doesn't happen very often. Bills did that to the Patriots a few years ago. So what kind of team are we going to get with Miami? And so to me, forget.
Michael?
So let's punch him in the face. Am I still there? Hello?
Yeah, you are now. Hello? Yes. Okay. Yep, you're good.
Yeah, you kind of are going in and out a little bit.
Stop moving. Stay in one good spot.
I don't know where you're at, but.
See, outside yard always works. Now, today, not working. What I was saying was basically like punch them in the face because you don't know. This team feels like they're teetering. So go after them. Don't give them any sort of hope in this game. Make them look at each other and go, this season's it's already gone to hell. And, you know, cave right there. But if you let them hang around, home field, the heat, the whole thing, the history, like then it starts to add up, and then you're in a game in the fourth quarter that you don't want to be in.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, I'm going to ask this question of every football guest until I get an answer I like. What the hell is going on with Christian Gonzalez?
There was a setback. I mean, they haven't said it. I mean, Mike sort of said it a couple weeks ago without saying it, but like there's no question, like they believed and they let everybody know that's in with their, you know, their management group that he'll be fine for week one, and then all of a sudden you got to maybe post Minnesota and those joint practices, and then it was like, I don't know, maybe this is lingering. And so yeah, now we're at a point where what hasn't practiced since July 28th. I don't know. You know, you hope next Wednesday he's out to practice, but at this point, I couldn't tell you whether he will be or not.
You know, the hamstring to Christian Gonzalez, and I just think, you know, Terrell Williams taking some time for some personal things are just, you know, a couple of things that you just really aren't looking for. Obviously, things happen. You can't control life, but that you just really weren't expecting. What do you think the impact of not having Terrell Williams out there calling plays? Do you think Zach Kerr comes in with a completely different style? Like, what do you see in the defensive play calling now that Terrell Williams isn't there? And do you think him not being there is going to impact the defense that much?
Well, I had Devin McCourty on my podcast yesterday, and I asked him. I said, "Does it really matter who's in your ear?" You know, he was a green dot guy, and he's like, "Oh, absolutely, it matters because some guys don't."
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Son of a
call, and you're like, I don't really like that play call. And so, if you feel that way, a certain way about a player, about a coach and what he's calling, you know, Devin said there were times where he'd be like, oh, I couldn't hear you, and I called something else. Like, so I don't know if they have it. I don't know if they have anybody on their team that feels that way that would do that, but that's certainly something to keep in mind. And I would just say, if they go completely different than what we saw against the Raiders, then what does that say about the job Terrell did? Or yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that would be odd to me. I don't think they want to blitz 43% of the time. I don't think they want to do that. So I think that'll be different. But I would think in general, they're still going to be aggressive and they're still going to try to get after Tua.
Mike, I'm sure you heard earlier this week, Kayshon Boutte reminded the assembled media, I'm not sure if you were in the locker room at the time or not, that he was at one point a number one wide receiver. Certainly played like one last week, and Curran and others have pumped his tires this offseason. So do you believe that Kayshon Boutte has what it takes to be a number one wide receiver on this team?
No, but he's far better than I thought. No, but he's far better than I thought he was going to be. I'm the guy who, like, when the whole gambling thing came up after his rookie year was basically shelved, I was like, why are you keeping him? There's no point to this. Like, this is not – he was immature at LSU. They were happy to get rid of him. Like, this, he's not built for this. And then to his credit, he came back in year two, had a really good camp, and was fairly reliable. This year in camp, he was better than he was last year. So, like, he seems to have gotten the message. I have the physical talents to play in this league. Now I just have to match the maturity and the work ethic to it. So I don't want to put a cap on what it is, but to me, like, he's become at least a good number three for a good football team. And that, you know, and where I was with him 2 years ago or even last year going in the summer, I would never have said that.
Mike, before we let you go, a lot of people are sort of painting this as a must-win game for both teams, both 0-1, desperate Dolphins team that's having players-only meetings and everything that goes into that. How do you see this game playing out? Do the Patriots get to 1-1, or is it, oh my God, we suck again come Monday?
I fear the latter.
Oh.
I'm still sticking with the 7-8 wins. I mean, I think I picked 8 for the Boston Sports Journal when we did our final preview. And I don't think that that's still out of reach. They're not there yet. I think they're learning each other. I think one of the things that a very wise man who's worked with quarterbacks said to me, he goes, you know, all you guys want to fast forward the whole quarterback development thing. Everybody's different. They jump out in front in year one. They go through growing pains in year two. I think we're seeing some of that with Drake. You got a whole new system. Like, and I'm not trying to make excuses for him, but I think this is the process, and I think they're not close to being where they're going to be when the season ends.
Okay, that's Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Bad phone, and he's saying he doesn't feel great about Sunday. So fix your phone, and hopefully the Patriots will fix their game on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys.
Yeah, I was kind of like, can I just say, it's like kind of dry humping. It was like, you know, it was kind of okay, but then you can't hear half of the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not totally satisfied from that interview.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.